Love Talk Radio. Pick up Free Medium Show. Here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And there is your host, Nick Humphreys.
Hello and good evening, everybody. I'm Nick Humphreys, International Medium. Welcome to my show, the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. Tonight we do have a guest with us tonight, which I'll be introducing you to shortly. And as promised, obviously, we'll be doing some readings to you lovely people around the world. First of all, let me just give you some numbers, very important. These are the telephone numbers that you need to ring if you wish to have a reading. You've got 760-283-4611, that's for the US. And for the UK, we've got 001-760-283-4611. And if you wish to Skype, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. So yeah, I had a really busy weekend actually. I was on American radio. I was flew up to Birmingham and Stourbridge to be on a local FM radio station up there with the lovely Elizabeth Beth Taylor, Crowther, shall I say. And then afterwards, which was great, I was actually asked to be on stage alongside the lovely Beth. With Andrew D, and it was a great night. It was slightly different to how I normally work, but I think fun was had by all. I know we certainly had the crowd laughing and giggling as well with some of the links that we had come through, because obviously we don't have control of how they want us to act. Obviously there is a protocol on how we do act, but sometimes we get the odd gesture that comes through to make us look a bit silly. Now I know I'm a trance medium. I actually work very closely with spirit and allow them to use my physical body and voice. And sometimes they actually get me to act out scenarios. For instance, like doing an Irish jig or running around the room. Or I think the guy on Saturday actually had me doing some break dancing or body popping or acting stupid because it was the personality. And this is what I have to get across to you. It's the personality of that spirit. So, you know, if we have a spirit that comes through and likes to rub his chin a lot, or you know, flick his ear, or anything like this is how it comes across. And it's obviously hard for you guys to see this. And the way that I work, I know that every other medium works slightly different, or you know, just different in all. I actually walk around a lot, and I make people quite dizzy. It's not intentional. It's just the way I do it. Even now, while I'm talking to you over the airwaves, I'm actually pacing up and down to build up energy in order to get a really great connection for you guys in the spirit world. So anyway, let me go to my guest tonight. Who is my guest? My guest is a dear friend. Known each other for over a year. We've been working together for about a year. And our paths actually crossed a couple of times, but we didn't realise it until we got talking. And it was actually through the church that I helped open up in a place called Carmarthen, West Wales. And she was actually there you know, listening to services. And afterwards, we had a cup of tea, and we suddenly realised actually we knew each other. And bizarrely, you know, we should have been working together a lot sooner. But spirit had their way of making things, you know, be in time. You know, it's got to be the right time for certain things to happen. So, anyway, let's get our guest on, shall we? This is the lovely Michelle Morgan, who I've got absolute admiration for. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. Thank you, Nick.
Hi, sweetie. Michelle, I have to say to everybody, okay, and I hope you don't mind, okay, me saying this, that when I first met you, obviously I knew that you worked as a medium, but I didn't know a lot about you. And it wasn't until I actually went round your house one day that I realised, and after you told me, you actually foster, okay? And you foster kids with is it learning difficulties? Is that right?
Yeah.
And I was I was just like, wow, I was blown away, to be honest. Not by just yourself, but also by your husband, and your daughter and your son, because it's a family thing. And I have to say, my heart does go out to you, because I see, you know, I pop over every now and again for a cup of tea and a biscuit, and I see how you are with the kids, and they're such lovely kids as well. So, but this is about you. So just introduce yourself to everybody. Who are you? How did you start?
Who am I? I'm
who
just
are
a
you?
Normal person.
Okay, right.
That got into mediumship by accident, I suppose. Knew from a very early age that there was something there, but didn't really want to do anything with it. Spirit, in their marvellous way, pushed me into using it. And I helped run a church for a little while and gave that up a couple of years, and then decided I wasn't going to work with spirit again because I couldn't do it. And then a good friend of mine said to me, you should be opening a circle up. And he nagged. So I did open that circle up, and since then I haven't stopped working. So, right. And then I met yourself, and I'm even more busier now.
I mean, it's funny, isn't it, how spirit really put things in our path. They either take things away, or they put things in place. And it has to be the right time for you, because you could be really busy doing, I call it, our earthly lives. So, and if it's not the right time, they won't give it to you. And I've come across a lot of people, you know, begging and begging spirit, please, you know, I should be working, I should be doing this. Well, if it's not the right time for you, it's not the right time.
Definitely.
So, but I mean, I think pretty much like yourself, I actually walked away from the spirit world when I was around, in my early 20s, you know, and then I came back to it very later on. I'm 40 now. So, but obviously you do development groups, because we hold it together. You do one-to-ones, don't you, as well?
Yep, I do one-to-ones from the house. I also do group parties as well with yourself and on my own if needs be. We do development group together, we run the church together, and we've got lots of shows coming up together too.
Yeah, should we mention some of the shows?
Shall we?
yeah, why not? Let's just take this opportunity to mention some of the shows.
Okay, well, we've got Cross Hands Ghost Hunt coming up on the 27th of April.
Okay.
Which is, we've also got in June, we're doing the Melville Theatre, which is another paranormal investigation, and that's the 16th of June. And then we've got our special tour coming up, the Connections Tour, starting with, again, the Melville Theatre on the 22nd of June.
Yeah, and that's in Abergavenny, isn't it?
It is, among many other charity shows that we're doing as well.
Absolutely, yep. So, but I have to tell everybody, all listeners, okay, it's not just UK-based, it's worldwide, okay? Actually, if you don't mind me saying, this is probably your first time of doing radio.
It is.
And it's a new way of doing a reading for you, isn't it?
Yes.
But you're going to be great. You are going to be fantastic. Really,
I hope
really.
So.
No, don't worry. Okay. I remember my very first show. I was really nervous. Okay. And I think I don't know what it is with me. I get really nervous, and I can feel the energy building. But once I start working with spirit, everything seems to calm down. You know, it's just great. And I love my job, and I know you love your job, and I love, and you know, just the way that spirit come forward. So how does it actually make you feel with working with spirit?
On top of the world, it's the best feeling ever, and especially when you know that you've got someone sat in front of you that takes great comfort from what you're giving them from spirit, and who's come to see them and talk to them from spirit. There's no feeling like it.
No, there isn't. I always try to explain to people as well that when we're working with spirit, you know, we are spirit ourselves. You know, we came from a place like the spirit world. You know, we decided to come back to the earth plane, and when we left the spirit world, you know, we had that unconditional love, but we seem to have lost it. So when we actually pass back into the spirit world, in our passing, we go back into that unconditional love. So when me and you, Michelle, okay, when we're doing readings, we can feel this unconditional love. Do you not agree?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing.
It's just a feeling like no other. It's better than cricket. You know, but it is just a lovely feeling. And I know sometimes we make people cry, but it's the emotion. You know, and believe it or not, and I know you're the same, we have to have a certain amount of control, or a lot of control, because we're working on emotions, aren't we?
Yes, oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yes. So when we get a spirit come forward and it's really emotional, we have to stop ourselves, you know, literally ourselves from crying as well. I don't know if you find that.
Definitely, because it's no good for me to be a blubbering wreck. It's just not good. It doesn't help anybody, does it? So, yeah, you've got to have lots of control.
No, that's right. So I think what we do, okay, is we're going to go through a break. We're going to have some music, okay? We're going to come back and then we'll start taking some calls. Are you ready for that?
I am, definitely.
Yeah? But before we go to the break, I just want to quickly say one hello to somebody. And that person is my dad, because I know he's listening tonight. Okay? Love you, Dad. Bless you. And let's go to some music, okay? Wow, great track. Takes me back to my childhood. So before we go to the callers, I just need to tell you that normally the show would be produced by Rob, but unfortunately he's having to go off. So it's actually being produced by the lovely Mike Davis tonight. And so we're not going to know your name when you come through. We're going to have your area code, unless you're from the UK. Okay, so the lines are open. Okay, you can call, and I believe we may have a caller already. So I want to say to Area 312, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, sweetie. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Tina.
Tina, hi, Tina. And where in this lovely world are you?
I'm in Chicago.
In Chicago? Superb.
Yes.
And how can we help you this evening?
Actually, I would like you guys to look into my finances, career opportunities.
Your finance opportunities. Okay, so what I'll do is I'm going to pass you over to Michelle, okay? And what we're going to do, we're going to do something slightly different tonight. Instead of us taking turns, we're going to do a duet, okay? We're going to both link in for you. So, Michelle, are you there?
I am.
So this lovely Tina wants some advice, guidance on finances.
Hi there, Tina.
Hi, Michelle. Nice speaking with you.
And you too. Okay, as we're speaking, I've got a lovely lady drawing close to me. I think she's your grandmother on Dad's side of the family. She comes to me with a light grey hair. She's not an overly tall lady. And I believe that she was very mobile for most of her life, she tells me. She's telling me that she's been around you quite a lot lately, and it would have been within the last 2 months that you've needed a little bit of extra support. You'd understand why I'm saying this.
So she passed away last 2 months?
No, she hasn't passed away the last 2 months. She's been around you in the last 2 months. So you've needed a little bit of extra support, sweetheart, okay?
Okay.
What she's telling me is at the moment there's quite a few opportunities out there for you, but you're a little bit scared sometimes to take these opportunities, aren't you? You don't dive straight in there. You like to think a little bit more than others.
Yeah.
And she's telling me sometimes you've got missed opportunities there, sweetheart, and you need to grab them with both hands, okay? So she's not saying don't think about it, but she's saying just try and be a little bit more spontaneous, okay? Because I know that work there for you, there's a couple of opportunities that you've not quite gone quick enough to grab them. You understand why she's saying this?
No.
Okay, I want to say that you've had opportunities within workplace to change a job within the last 6 months, okay? And it was a job that you would have quite liked to do, but there was issues around why you did not take this job. And I say financial issues around this.
No, I haven't rejected a job so far in the last...
No. You haven't rejected it. You weren't quite quick enough to go and get it, sweetheart.
Okay.
No objection. You didn't reject anything. You weren't quite quick enough off the mark there. You think a lot. You're a very deep person is what she's telling me, all right?
Okay.
All right. She's also telling me that you need to stop worrying quite so much, okay? Because you're a big worrier as well. You tend to keep things inside you and worry a lot about them rather than talk about them. You understand that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Good, I'm glad. Okay, Tom, give me a bit more. She's also telling me about the month of July. So there's something coming up in the month of July that is either going to be an opportunity for you. It's been talked about, though, she's telling me. You've thought about it or talked about it, sweetheart, okay?
Okay,
sweetheart. She's also telling me about your health. Okay, I don't know whether you've been to the doctors or you need to just go and have a little checkup there.
Okay.
All right. I want to go to the stomach area here with not huge problems. There's nothing serious, sweetheart, but she's just saying, can you make sure that you're not wanting to go to the doctors every 5 minutes and you need just to go for a checkup, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to take over for a minute, Michelle?
No problem.
Okay. Sweetheart, Tina, while I'm linking in, okay, and listening to your voice vibration, I'm being drawn to a gentleman, okay, in spirit, and he's presenting himself to be grandfather on... Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, thank you. On the father's side, and there seems to be some sort of connection with him and this lovely lady that Michelle was talking to as well. But he's talking to me about, or showing me actually, that he had something wrong with his right hand side of his body. Like, do you understand this connection in the spirit world?
Father's side.
Yeah, I believe it's father's side, but there seems to be some sort of connection between him and the lovely lady that Michelle was mentioning.
Okay.
But you understand the connection, though, don't you? You understand who this gentleman is?
No, because then I have both grandfather passed, both grandmothers are alive, and then I have a grandmother that passed, so...
Okay, This is definitely a grandfather feel that I'm getting with this gentleman, okay? He was stood probably about my height. I'm 5'9", okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. And he would have been of a grey hair, okay, but it would have been slightly set back a little bit. So it's receding, okay? But what he's talking to me about, your question is about finances, okay? Now, he's talking about credit cards, okay? And he seems to think that maybe you need to cut up credit cards. You'd understand this information?
Yes.
Okay, because you've been a bit overspending, haven't you? Been spending a bit more than you have in your bank. Does that make sense?
Recently, yes.
Okay. Thank you. He's telling me this is not the first time that you've been doing this.
Mhm. Yeah.
You understand? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Because he's talking to me, and as he's talking to me about learning your lessons. Okay. Okay, sweetheart. Okay. Thank you. Come forward a bit more. Okay. Okay, he's also talking to me about a lump sum of money, okay? There seems to have been a lump sum of money. Let me just get confirmation. Hang on. What's the sweetheart? Okay, thank you. He's talking about a lump sum of money, okay? That there was either a lump sum of money that was left to you, but it seems to have just been spent. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. He's talking to me also about wasted opportunity, just like what Michelle was saying, but wasted opportunity. Okay, thank you. Okay, because he seems to think, actually, what you could have done was set yourself up in business for something. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay, right, okay. Okay, so, yeah, okay. Come a bit more. Okay. He says, okay, right, thank you. I will tell her, hang on. He's saying, actually, you can still do it now, okay? But you're worried. He's telling me you're worried. Just like Michelle was saying, you're worried about, obviously, the finances and stuff like that. You've been overspending. You need to cut up your cards. Okay. But there is help out there, okay? He's telling me that there's help out there that will help you start up a business. Okay, you'd understand this.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is something that you've been thinking about as well. You've been thinking, well, maybe I should not just be employed. Maybe I should be self-employed. You understand this?
Yes.
You sure you can understand this? If you don't understand it, say no.
Yeah, because it's only recently I started thinking about a business. It's only the last few days I started thinking about it.
It could have been 5 minutes ago. Spirit, know what you're thinking, okay?
Especially if
there's a concern around it, okay? Okay, sweetheart.
Yeah.
A bit more. Okay, sweetheart. Okay. He's also talking about, now this is definitely grandfather, but he's talking about children, okay? Grandson he's mentioning here. Have you got a boy?
I lost a child before, but it was before it was born, so I always believed it was a boy.
Don't feed the medium, okay? Because he's given me a boy, okay? And thank you, sweetheart. Obviously, you've already said this, but I have to say, yes, it's a child that would have not touched the earth plane and is now in spirit world. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. And do you know, his grandfather and the boy are giving me full of smiles, okay? They're giving you smiles. Okay, thank you. Happiness. And I feel this is something that's going to come in because... Thank you. He's telling me, do you know she's been down recently as well? You've been down? Do you understand this?
Very.
You've been down. Okay. Yeah, you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. He wants me to tell you, okay, that happiness is just around the corner, okay? It's coming to you, I think, your sweetheart. But you need to... Okay, say again. Okay. For some reason, he's telling me you need to hold on to your guns, okay? So this is not physical guns, but this is like a saying. Okay, how do I say that? How do I explain it a bit more? Okay, thank you. He's talking about... just go ahead, do it, okay? Don't worry about it. Go ahead and do it. Because once you start doing something, okay, the energy around it builds and builds, and the motion starts to flow, okay? Okay, sweetheart. Okay, so I think what we're going to do here, okay, is we're going to end on this link for you, sweetheart, okay? But your finances will improve, but you do need to cut up those cards, and you do need to look into working for yourself, okay? Okay, what's that? Are you a hairdresser? Because he's talking about cutting hair, or
no, I'm not.
Have you been thinking about changing your hairstyle recently?
No, not to that direction. Direction. Actually, I'm a financial analyst, and I was actually thinking about going into kind of like financial coaching.
Okay, but he's talking. Put that aside, he's talking about your hairdo. Either you've changed your hairdo, or you've been thinking about it, or maybe it's something that you need to do, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Okay. But know from the spirit world that they are with you, sweetheart, and they are watching, and they do love you, okay? Especially your little one as well. So take their love from spirit world, okay? Okay, and we're gonna end this link here for you, okay? But don't worry about your finances. You just need to sort out your cards, okay? And look into this job opportunity, okay? So if you want a copy or listen back at your reading, okay? Obviously you can do at Mike Spirit FM, okay? And you can listen to it at your leisure, okay, sweetheart? So love and light to you from Spirit World, and also from Michelle and myself.
Thank you very much for the reading. I really appreciate you guys. God bless you.
Bless you too, sweetheart.
Bless you.
I'll stay in and listen to your show.
Oh, thank you. That's great.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, just before we go back to the phone lines, Michelle, well done.
Hello.
How did you feel?
Okay, it's a very different experience for me, but yes. Spirit was there for me, so
it's a great experience. It's just cherish it. It's a whole new way, but it's great. So we're gonna go back to the callers again, okay? So we've got area code 631.
Hello.
Hello, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing good.
And can I have your name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Hi.
And where are you calling from, sweetheart?
Island.
So, where? Say again.
Long Island.
Long Island. Okay, that's New York, is it?
Yes. Mhm.
Okay. Well, my geography of America getting slightly better. So, how can we help you this evening?
What do you see with my love life? I'm thinking that a boyfriend's coming in, but what do you see with all this?
Okay, let me just link in here for you. Let's see. Okay, what are we going to get for a love life? Okay. Say again. Okay, right. I've got a lovely lady here from Spirit World for you, okay? Thank you. I almost feel like I feel very motherly with her. So either she's mum in spirit or she's grandmother, but very motherly. I want to go more towards the mum side, actually. Does that make any sense to you? You'd understand
this
thing?
Yes, my grandmother's on my mother's
really,
side.
Really lovely. Almost like she was, you know, a mum, okay? I know she was a mum, but a mum to you also. Okay, sweetheart. Right, okay, I'll get straight to the point with this one. She's telling me that, okay, thank you. What's this about speed dating? She keeps talking about speed dating.
On a blind date last night, I've been doing like this Match.com kind of speed dating thing. Well, not speed dating, like through the internet. And it hasn't worked out yet. I wasn't interested in any of them. Now tonight I have another date.
She's saying to me in a lovely accent, "What a waste of time." Okay.
It is.
Okay. Do you know she's telling me you need to stop looking. You've been looking way too hard. You've been Okay, thank you. Thank you. Say again. When's that? What is that? Okay, she's talking about going out, enjoying yourself. Okay, but she's telling me that you've just been looking too hard. Okay, but you'd understand that because this is what she's telling me. Okay, but you'd understand that.
You've been looking too hard. I don't go out every night or anything, but if you can ask her, tell her Sunday night my friend tried to introduce me, but he didn't know. We just met him. And when I saw him, my heart stopped. Like, what does she think about him?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Also, I'll answer that in a second, because she's telling me also that you're actually quite picky. Does that make sense? She's telling me... Okay. I know you got to like them, obviously. Okay, but she's telling me that sometimes you can be a bit picky, but it's a good thing, okay? But what does she feel about that, lovely? Okay, come forward a bit more. Okay, right, okay, what does she feel? Actually, she's telling me he was quite smart. He's got a good job, okay, very nice. It seems like you're getting the thumbs up. I'm seeing a big car with him as well. She's showing me a big car, so he's got a big car, doesn't look like a truck, but I don't think it's a truck. But you know, nice big car.
This is scary. Yes, I when I saw him, I mean, like I didn't say, oh, I liked you or anything to him, but I'm hoping I see him again and he asks me out.
Okay. Right. But there seems to be, I have to say this. Okay, there seems to be a crossover of communications here. Okay, because she's saying to me, oh, numbers weren't passed or something like this.
No, they weren't. No, I have to see him again. My friend wants me to go to his house when she babysits his son and just hang out. Hopefully, when he comes home, I'll be there, and he might, ask for my number or something.
Right. I'm going to finish here, okay? I'm going to pass over to the lovely Michelle because I know we've got quite a few callers to get through. So, Michelle, I'm going to hand over to you.
Hi. Right, I'm also feeling that you're a little bit nervous. You're excited and you've got those lovely butterflies in your stomach because you really like him, but you've had a past that you've had to deal with. And by that, what she's telling me is that, you haven't had an easy ride of things in the past. What did you say then?
But I'm trying to be optimistic.
Definitely, 100%. But what she's saying is it's nice that you've got these butterflies. It's nice you've got these feelings because it's about time you had them. It's taken you a long time to be able to get there is what she's telling me, okay?
Okay, now what does she say about like an ex-boyfriend or another guy that I liked in the past? Both of their names are Sean. Get about?
Well, what she's telling me is that you haven't had much luck in the past. So in her, and this is only her opinion, you can choose to ignore her advice because she's exactly the same in spirit as she is, as she was here now. But she's saying, it's nice to see you happy and have those butterflies. So what she's almost saying to me is, move on.
Yeah, that's what I want to. But the problem is I don't know if I see him again, if he's going to be interested in me.
Fate is a marvelous thing, and if it's meant to happen, it will happen. But she's saying, keep with those feelings, and please follow your gut instinct. Listen a little bit more to your gut instinct is what she's saying.
Can I cut in just 1 second? Sorry, sweetheart. Would you listen to me right at the very beginning of the show of what I was saying about how spirit will give us things when the time is right? Would you listen into that part?
Yes.
Yeah. This is exactly what Michelle was trying to tell you. It will happen when the time is right, okay? Sorry, Michelle, I'll cut in there, so I'll back out again.
Not a problem at all. And that's basically what she's saying to you, but actually, in your little life, you've got a nice little life there for yourself, and that only bit of the jigsaw that's missing, she's telling me, is a little bit of romance, a little bit of companionship. You understand where she's coming from here.
Yes, also, I want to get married one day, so,
You've got to have the companionship first, so definitely that's where she's taking you now. But she's saying, please, listen more to your gut instinct. She is there to guide you, sweetheart, but you've got to be able to take that guidance, because sometimes what happens, when you get those little things coming into your head, and you think, no, that can't possibly be the right answer, because it's not the answer we want. So sometimes we've got to stand back and listen a little bit more to our gut instincts. And she's saying she puts the ideas there for you, but sometimes you pass them by. And that's your option, because she can only guide you. She can't make you do anything.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm going on a date tonight. I don't think it's going to work out, but I just hope that I get to see this guy again, because there was like an instant connection on my part.
I'm sure you will, sweetheart. I am sure.
I think you will as well.
Yeah, definitely. I hope that's okay for you, sweetheart, because I think we're going to have to move on, are we?
Well, I think are, yeah. So, take the love of the spirit world, okay, and your lovely relatives there, okay? But I believe you will see this man again, so don't worry. So thank you for calling. If you want to obviously reflect back at this reading, please go to Mike Spirit FM. Listen to your at your leisure, okay? And love and light to you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Right, bye-bye. We're going to go straight back to the callers, okay? We're going to go straight back to the calls, and I believe we've got area code of 310. Good evening. Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well. Yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Cool. Good.
This is Vince, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Your name is?
Vince.
Vince. Hi, Vince.
Hi.
Welcome to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. Okay. How can we help you this evening or this afternoon?
Well, about 20 years ago, I met the woman of my dreams. I mean, it was like instant karma. It's like we knew each other all our lives, and we were meant to be together, and she's the one that got away, and it was all my fault. I screwed up the relationship. And anyway,
don't tell us too much.
Okay.
Don't tell us too much, okay? Let us tell you. This is what we're here for, okay? So you want to know if you're going to get reconnected with this lost flame, yeah?
Yeah, if she still loves me, if there's anything down in the future for us, because I did send her some gifts at Christmas time and everything, and I haven't heard from her yet since,
okay.
So.
So I'm gonna hand over to Michelle, okay, and then I'll link in as well and see what we come up with for you. Is that okay for you, Michelle? Can you do this?
That's fine. Hi, yeah? Ben.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I do. As soon as you came on, I had a gentleman stepping forward for you. Okay, the gentleman is quite a tall gentleman, and I believe he's a grandfather figure. If he's not a grandfather figure, it was a gentleman that was like a grandfather to you. He's quite a tall gentleman, and he's also telling me that he's got silvery grey hair. He's thin in the build of the body. You'd understand this gentleman.
No, because, well, I mean, I do have a grandfather and a father in the spirit world, but they were both short, but my father was husky.
I'd say around about 5'7". Is that tall or short? I don't know.
That's about average. That's close to what he was. Okay.
You see, I'm 5'7". I do class myself as tall.
Okay.
Right. So I want to go with a grandfather feel with this gentleman. What he's telling me there, Vince, is that at the moment you're needing a lot of upliftment around you, because you've let this get you. This situation that you've told us about, it's the only thing on your mind. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah.
And what he's telling me is sometimes you need to get on with daily life, to let things happen naturally, because almost what you're doing, he's telling me that you're quite down on times, okay? And I want to say, especially within the last 2 months, it's got worse and worse and worse for you. It's the only thing you can think of, okay?
Yeah.
So what he's telling me is that you need to get on with your life and have a good time and start enjoying, because you do like to enjoy life. You've let things get on top of you a little bit, okay? So start enjoying your life and things will happen absolutely naturally. And, you know, if you're guided towards a person, it will happen naturally. Don't force the issue, because you tend to push people away, is what he's saying to you, sweetheart.
Okay.
You understand where I'm coming from, yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Are you all right?
Yes, okay. Sometimes, you know, it's hard. Sometimes we, as mediums, it's not all fun and games. You know, sometimes we have to break the news gently, you know, if it's good or bad. But Vince, what I'm picking up here, okay, from the spirit world, is that this lovely lady that you're connected to, she's moved on. I do feel that she is either with partner, okay, or in a family aspect, okay? But I do feel, okay, on a good note, that actually, thank you, sweetheart, just tell me again. Okay, I do feel that there will be some sort of reconnection, okay? Okay, when is that? But we're talking some time away, okay? There will be a reconnection. The time is not right. And it's funny that my talk before when I first started the show was about how spirit will bring things into our lives when it's right, when it's the right time, okay? And it seems to be the scenario for the readings this evening. Okay, thank you. Okay. But she's actually quite a busy person, this is what I'm being told, okay? Lovely energy, okay? But I do feel, as Michelle was saying, that you are putting a block on your life. You're putting everything on hold for this one person. And I have to say, you shouldn't be living your life like this, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, sweetheart. I do feel, actually, I don't feel a romantic connection coming. I just feel it will be a reconnection of, like a follow-up of how you're doing, a meeting to see how you what you've been doing with your life and sharing that experience. But I don't feel that it will be a romantic connection. Not yet, anyway. Okay? So watch this space. All right, okay, my friend?
All right, well, thank you very much. One more quick one on the job front. I went for job fair and they immediately gave me an interview on the spot, and this was about a week and a half ago. I'm just wondering if you see them calling me.
I get an impression. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Can you give me that again? Okay, thank you. I'm getting an impression actually that they were really quite impressed with you, with your is it resume out there? Is that what you call it? They're really quite impressed. I feel there's two. Thank you. There's two contenders for this job. Okay, okay, thank you. I feel. How do I say that? How do you want me to say that? I feel an opening for you coming up. It's the only way I can say it. I feel that there's going to be an opening coming up with this particular job. Okay.
Okay.
So it's all looking good and brighter for you. Okay, my friend. So take the love from the spirit world. Okay. Be happy and live your life. Okay. Live your life.
Thank you.
Okay, my friend. Thank you. And if you want to obviously go back to this reading, go to Mike Spirit FM and you can listen back at your leisure.
Okay.
Okay, my friend. So thank you for calling. Okay, let's go straight back to the lines then, shall we? We've got area code of 631, I believe. Is that right? 631?
Hello.
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 How are you? How are you?
Okay.
And who have we got here? What's your name?
This is Anne.
Hi, Anne. And how are you?
Okay, how about you?
I'm buzzing. I always buzz when I'm working with spirit. Okay. So whereabouts in this lovely world are you calling from?
From New York, out of Long Island.
Oh, another Long Island. Cool. Okay. And how can we help you this evening?
I had a call before on the phone line, and somehow I got off there. But I think you took
the
phone time, and I got pushed back somehow. But that's okay.
Yeah. It's not being produced as the normal way, okay, because the show is normally produced out in America, but unfortunately the producers had to deal with family issues. So how can we help you this evening?
Well, I want to see if you have any messages from Spirit, if anybody comes across, or...
Okay, thank you. Okay, right, because as I'm listening to your voice, okay, and I'm linking to Spirit World, okay, thank you, sweetheart, thank you, come forward. Okay. It's actually, I want to say there's quite a collection of loved ones in the spirit world for you, okay? But I have to I have to be strict on how I work, okay? I'm going to ask one of them to come forward. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Oh, actually, I've got two because they won't come without the other, if that makes any sense. So I've got a partnership here. I feel this is a... Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Are you family? Okay, yes. I feel like I've got a grandmother. Okay, she's talking about mother's side of the family. You recognize this connection in the spirit world. But she's got a lovely dear gentleman with her as well.
Okay.
Do you understand this connection?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, what's going on then? What's going on? Okay, thank you. Right, she's talking to me, okay? Thank you. Right, she's giving me an impression of being confused. Now, either she was confused before she passed over, or you've been confused with your life at the moment. Does that make any sense?
Actually, both would make sense if it was my mother and not my grandmother. She had some confusion before she passed, but there's a lot of stuff going on in my world, so...
Right, because she's talking about confusion. So what she's doing, she's giving me an impression of being confused. So I have to say that's from spirit and also of you. Okay, thank you. Okay, why is it I'm being pulled towards the relationship side? There's some confusion about relationships. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense, definitely.
Okay. She's also given me a name of Jimmy. Does Jimmy make any sense to you? You understand Jimmy as in Earth Plane? Is this somebody around you in your life at the moment? Jimmy? Is it Jimmy? Yeah, she's just adamant. It's Jimmy. But you'd understand the connection? Jimmy, is a Jimmy around you?
Not around me that I can think of offhand.
Okay, if it's not around you at the moment, then you'd need to watch out for this person called Jimmy, okay? Because what she's telling me is that it's fusion around your love life, okay? Or relationship, but there's a new energy coming in on the name of Jimmy, okay? But she's also telling me that actually you're with partner at the moment.
Sort of like a casual relationship, yeah.
Okay. Because she's talking about, in a partnership or relationship at the moment, but this Jimmy's going to come in. Okay, thank you. She's just saying, oh, he's going to rock your world. Okay, so if you're ready for a ride, you know? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, sweetheart. What's that? Have you also been concerned? What's that then? Is that okay? She's also talking about a concern with someone's health, and I feel this is a younger person's health. But she's showing me a person. I would say probably about 15, 16. When I say health, okay, and she's giving me a 15 or 16, it could be that they could. You know, they're doing teenage things, okay? That makes sense. There's some sort of concern. If it's not with you, it's be around you, okay?
I haven't really been concerned with anybody's health of that age. I mean, I have a nephew that recently I thought of a little bit concerned with their behavior, but that's about it.
Okay. Behavior, health. It could be tied in with the same thing, okay? So just be aware of that, okay? Okay, and as a general reading, she's also talking to me about, it looks like a canvas picture, okay, some sort of canvas picture that's a bit wonky on the wall. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. What's that then? Can you show me that? She's talking to me that this picture was either hers or it's been passed down, okay, and she wants you to bring your memory, okay, back to this picture, because this picture is quite significant because it's wonky. Thank you.
Okay,
she's telling me that
it's bent, sort of like warped canvas.
No, the picture is made out of canvas. You know, it's like a canvas backing, that sort of thing.
Okay.
It's like an oil painting.
Right, and the canvas that it's on is a bit bent.
No, when I say wonky, it's wonky is a British term, I think, but it's leaning. It's not quite straight or level on the wall.
No, it's nothing like that. I mean, there's a painting that I've painted, but it's not framed, and the canvas is a bit bent, so it's the only thing I'm making the connection with.
Okay, if that's probably where the connection is, because I'm just excuse the noise in the background. I'm just linking in, and she's giving me an interpretation. Okay, so she's talking to me in my British term of something being wonky. So if the canvas is a bit wobbly, okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, so have you recently, thank you. She's telling me that you recently stopped doing artwork or painting or something like that.
I recently started or stopped?
She's talking about the fact that you haven't. Okay, what's that? Quickly. That you haven't been doing as much as you'd like. That's what she's saying to me.
Yes.
Okay, because you need to carry on. That's what she's saying to me. Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly pass you over to Michelle very briefly. Okay. Because I know we've got loads of callers.
Hi there.
Hi.
Right, what I want to say to you immediately is that your head is very, very full at the moment, sweetheart. You know, you do have a lot going on. And actually what I'm being told is that you need to clear your head before you can go on, you know, because you can't keep all of these things inside your head. You understand where I'm coming from with this, don't you?
Yes.
So what I'm being told is that, you know, you need to find something that takes your mind away from your from people almost coming to you and offload on you, sweetheart, and you just cannot fit any more in there at the moment, okay? So you can't move on. You need that positive energy. You need to clear your head and need that positive energy to make sure that you can move on with relationships and everything else in your life. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so and that's basically what I'm being told. You know, you are quite a happy-go-lucky person. Unfortunately, at this moment in time, to go on with your life and get a beautiful energy and lots of healing there for your soul, you need to make time for yourself and clear your head. Okay?
Okay. There's a lot of things going on that are not just a matter of clearing my head. There are actual things I have to deal with. But
I absolutely understand. Spirit never let me into a situation because it's not my business to know.
Right.
She, you know, absolutely, I can understand you have quite a lot going on. And yes, you do have to sort them. But without a clear head, you can't even go forward and sort them. And that's what I'm being told. So clear your head and stand back from the situation a little bit, sweetheart. And you'll be able to go then feet first and clear the situations around you. It's not going to happen overnight, though, but you already know that, don't you?
Right. Yes.
Okay. There we are. It was lovely speaking to you, though, and please keep your chin up and take all of the love from Spirit because there is so many there for you to support you and help you through this time, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. So if you want to go, obviously, listen to your reading, okay, obviously, you can go back to the Mike Spirit FM website and you can listen to your reading in the archives, okay? But as Michelle says, take the lovely love from Spirit World, okay, because there are lots there for you, okay, and just take their guidance.
Okay, can I listen on mute? Can I stay on the line on mute?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so. Okay, we're going to go very quickly now to our next caller, because I know we're running out of time, and I believe we've got a mobile caller, 077.
Hello?
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 Hello, we can hear you.
Hello?
And
hello?
Can we have your name and where you're from, sweetie?
Brenda Cardiff.
Where, sorry?
Brenda Cardiff.
Okay, and how can I help you, or how can we help you this evening?
I was just wondering if there's any messages from the spirit world for me.
From spirit world. Over to you, Michelle, for the last one for the evening.
There we are. Hi there, Brenda.
Hiya, Michelle.
Okay, I do have a lovely lady drawing close to me. She's not an overly tall lady. And again, it seems to be the pattern for tonight. It's going to be grandmother linked. Although I do feel that grandmother played a big role as mother to you. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, what she's telling me, sweetheart, again, it does seem to be the way to go this evening because it's all been on the same topic. But, you know, you really need to make time for yourself. You understand why she's saying this? Because you're very busy for everybody else, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And what she's telling me is you're not leaving any time, no breathing space for yourself at all. In fact, you're getting into bed in the night and you're still thinking about everybody else's problems. And actually, yours will have to come again because you're not allowed time to have these problems. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Also, what I'm being told, sweetheart, and she's saying to me, you know, you used to have quite a few interests, but over the last year or so, you've almost let them go. You've let them drop. And there's something that she'd like you to do that would take your mind off everyday things, okay? What she's also telling me is that you need to say no now and again. It's not a bad thing to say, actually, I can't do that for you today, or I can't be there. I need to do this for myself. okay? You're not rejecting people by saying that, and she's really worried that you're not saying no enough, okay? You understand where she's coming from.
I can understand
her,
yeah.
Okay, and she's telling me, please make sure that you do. Say no, because tomorrow is another day, okay? So there will always be another time to help people. You don't have to constantly, from the time you open your eyes to the time you go to bed. You know, that's not your role at all. People do see you as a healer, sweetheart, and you have to make sure that with this role as a healer, because it's like mediumship, a very important role, you need to make that time to rebuild your energies.
Okay.
She's also just quickly mentioning, and I know we don't have a lot of time here, she's also just quickly mentioning to me about a car. No, she's not telling me the situation about a car, but she's saying, tell her I know about the car. So if it's not with yourself, it's someone very close. You understand where she's going with this, sweetheart?
Not at the moment, no.
Right, okay. I want to come around you and I want to go to a male figure, okay? And she's telling me just, something needs checking over with the car here. Okay. I'm gonna leave it there, and I'm gonna, because it's Nick's show and I know that we're running out of time, so I'm gonna hand you back over to Nick. But thank you so much for working with me, sweetheart.
Thank you very
much.
Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, very very quickly, okay. Around you, okay, I feel a busyness of yourself, as Michelle's saying, but I also feel as people around you just aren't helping. They're just not lifting a finger. And I want to say, in particular, one person, okay? I feel a male energy that's just not doing his role. That's all I can say about that. Do you understand this where I'm coming from on this?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. I know Michelle had Gran. I've got Gran here as well. You know, they can travel very fast in between. Okay, but I've also got a grandfather figure in the spirit world, and he seems to be tutting. Okay, tut. And he's shaking his head. Okay, why are you shaking your head? Okay, very quickly. I'd say it very, very, very quickly, and how they're saying it to me as well. It's almost like you should have done something ages ago, with a scenario, with something. I feel like you should have got out of a scenario or a situation, but you stuck with it, and now you're realizing actually it was the wrong thing to do. Does that make sense to you? Does that resonate? Do you understand where I'm coming from?
So
you need to think about your actions, sweetheart, and actually just do what you want to do and get on with your life, okay? But I'm going to have to cut it short and finish here, sweetheart. So take the love from Gran, and I believe the grandfather as well, okay? Obviously, you can go back and listen to the reading through Mike Spirit FM, okay, and the archives, okay, sweetheart?
Thank you very much, Nick.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So there we go, guys. It's the end of the show. Well done to Michelle. You've done fabulously well. Okay.
And I just
thank you for coming on as a guest. I'm sure I will have you back here as a guest. Okay, so guys, if you want to find anything about me and Michelle, you can find us on Facebook. Okay, my website is www.nick-humphreys.com. I'm also on Skype. You can go to my website and find all this information through that. Michelle, your website is, I know it's unfinished, but your website is?
www.michellemorganmedium.com.
Love and light to you all. Until next week.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.